You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
We are joined by an old friend. I'm very excited. I'm happy to see his face, but his face looks exhausted right now. It is Adam Schefter, NFL insider for ESPN. What is going on with you? Why do you look so tired? Besides the normal just wear and tear of what it is you do for a living, you look particularly exhausted today. What's happening with you?
You're very perceptive there, Stu Gotch.
Thank
and
you.
What happened was I took my first trip to Seattle yesterday, and the joys of travel are such that I was flying home. Flight was delayed. We land in New York at essentially midnight last night and had the pleasure of sitting on the runway there for 90 minutes before we got out.
Right.
And then when they let
little
you out,
tarmac.
And that long terminal, it is probably the longest terminal of any airport in the entire country.
Yeah.
So I don't have to mention the airlines, but people who know the airlines probably know the airlines I'm talking about. They let us out at 1:30 in the morning at the very last gate. The very last gate. You wander outside, and JFK at 1:30 in the morning looked like it could have been 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. I don't know why, but it did.
Because it's JFK. That's
because
why.
JFK. That's yes. why.
I got home basically about 3 a.m. So I turned what should have been a late afternoon flight somehow into like a red eye, an early red eye. So at the risk of sounding like Ed Werder complaining about air travel, I want to thank the airlines yesterday for a lovely experience and for making me look as tired as I do when I come on with you right now.
But Ed Werder's only traveling to Dallas and back. That's it.
Yeah,
like he lives in that stadium.
Ed Werder takes his travel troubles public constantly, and it's kind of funny how he does it. I would never do that, but here I am doing it with you. But you asked.
Yes.
I'm giving you an honest answer, right?
Well, what do you say? Like, he calls them out on social media?
All
like, he tries to get free flights? Yeah, no, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I never do that. I would never do that. But I'm doing it with you.
Do you want to say the airline? Perhaps they'll reach out to you. I mean, you don't want to say it?
They already sent me a customer satisfaction survey this morning. I was very happy to fill that out.
I'd pay money to see that survey. I would.
Yeah. Also, no Wi-Fi on the flight. After you pay for it. No TV on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Just services unavailable. Basically, all the services. The guy, the flight attendant was very lovely. He was a nice man. Enjoyed his work, and he did a good job.
Yeah.
But when we landed, and they said, what's going on here? Like, he goes, this is the company overbooking flights into the airport. It's on them.
Yeah. What's the worst airport you've been in all your travels?
I am not a fan of Dulles at all.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
I am not a fan of Dulles. And by the way, Reagan National is the complete opposite.
The best airport in America.
I couldn't agree more. I love that place. I love that place. What a great airport.
I mean, it's Reagan, Westchester, and West Palm Beach. I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, I know.
You're right.
Listen, this is what Dan and I talk about on the show. You know that.
It's unbelievable. Dulles, awful. JFK?
The worst.
Oh.
The worst. The absolute worst. I will go out of my way to go to LaGuardia, Westchester, Newark, anywhere but there. I mean,
I'm trying to think of the airports that I really don't enjoy.
I mean, Dulles is a good one. And Reagan, that's such great analysis by you.
Thank you, Stu Gatz. I appreciate that. Yeah. I've done enough traveling to know what a good airport, what a good functioning airport is. And I'll give you another one that's great.
Okay.
Except there's just not a lot of frequency. Kansas City Airport is outstanding.
Really?
I don't know how they do this, but you land at a gate, and every gate has its own little exit right there across. So you walk off the plane, and you walk out the door.
That's amazing.
How hard is that?
It's the best. It's the absolute best. Like, but I don't like to tell too many people about Reagan, Schefter. I feel like it's our little secret. Like, people don't know about Reagan in D.C. They really don't.
If they don't, they're ignorant and oblivious, because it is as good an airport as there is anywhere in the country.
I'm surprised you mentioned Westchester. Like, why would you give that information out?
Because, Mike, when people go to New York, they're not going to fly into Westchester. Like, if you need to be in Manhattan, you're not going to Westchester. It's a long drive. I'm just saying, for my money, like, small airports are the best. Like, the West Palm, the Westchester, I'd rather go to Westchester, Adam, and drive an hour into Manhattan than fly into Kennedy. I mean, is that fair?
Yeah, you know, I don't use Westchester. I don't think to use Westchester. Where do they service regularly? Fill me in on that. Like,
West Palm Beach, Westchester.
So I use it to go to Tampa.
Fort Lauderdale, definitely South Florida. That's for sure.
Interesting. I'll have to keep that in mind.
Right. So it serves its purpose for me.
West Palm Beach. My parents are down there, right? So, like, they live in Boca del Vista. Yeah. So, you know, you got to go visit them. Like, West Palm Beach is the airport that you'd fly into for there. So,
is there a golf course up there where they live?
No.
I was going to play golf with your folks. Adam Schefter is with us here. We're talking airports. I continue, by the way, to marvel at how quickly you respond to my text. And it got me. How many texts do you think you send per day?
It depends on the time of year it is.
Right.
It depends on what's going on. But there is a running joke among some of the friends that I have in Colorado that 30 seconds cannot pass without somebody texting me and me responding. No matter who it is, no matter when it is, no matter where it is. Like, if I'm not responding, you know, then something's going on.
Right. Well, right. You're on a plane with no Wi-Fi.
That's exactly right. It's awful. That's the only way I don't respond right away.
But you live on your phone. Like, do you ever want to throw the phone in the ocean? Like, are you like the rest of us? Are you human?
Yeah, you know, we all live that way. It's the way of the world and the times that we live in. I don't know. It's just a different world. Like, I just got back. I took my daughter to lunch just now, and I noticed she was on her phone, and I'll say something to my wife, and my wife will be like, "Where do you think she gets that from?" And I don't know.
She's blaming me. You, really?
Yeah. Of course. Well, Stu Gatz, you married?
Yes.
Your wife never blames you?
For everything.
Exactly. Okay. It's always my fault. Right?
It's not TikTok's fault. It's Adam Schefter's fault.
Let's make it pretty simple, right? It doesn't matter that every one of our friends is on the phone. It's my fault that they all are.
Does your wife ever want to throw you and the phone in the ocean?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't your wife want to throw you and the phone in the ocean too?
Yes. Absolutely. Just me. She'll keep the phone. She'll find a way to monetize
it. Good point. Yeah, me too.
Are you okay if I share our Hall of Fame text exchange with people or no?
Yeah, generally speaking, right? Yeah, yes. Generally speaking, yes.
Because I was, I went to the Hall of Fame last weekend for the first time. My friend Tony Buscelli invited me to be part of his weekend festivities, which were a blast. And I texted you to see if you would be in Canton because I wanted to catch up with you and see you. And you responded, "Won't be there this year." Interesting place.
Yeah, it is.
Which got me thinking. And I asked you and I begged you to stop because I wanted to see it for myself and then report back to you what it is that I saw. And what I saw was, I had no idea that heaven and hell were so close in proximity, because I felt like at times I was in heaven, but I also felt like I was one block away from hell. Is that a fair way of describing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a magical place in many ways.
It really is, yes.
It's a magical place, and then it's a sobering place in other ways, right?
Yeah, like, very. Yeah.
So that it's kind of like a little bit of everything going on, right? Like the country itself, you know. So, yeah, it's but you know, I mean, they're on a weekend like that, when all the Hall of Famers are there, like, it's great.
It's amazing. Great.
But if you went back to Canton this weekend, how would you feel about that?
I would never go back to Canton. I would only go to Canton Hall of Fame weekend. What, are you out of your mind?
Oh, there you go.
I asked Schefter, is there a particular hotel that I should stay at? He goes, any of them.
Wherever they put you.
They're all the same.
And where did you stay? We're back on to travel again. Where did you stay, Stu Guts?
That Hall of Fame gauntlet, the Friday night, which they don't televise, by the way, and I know you've seen it, is probably... It's one of the coolest things in sports. In fact, I think the inductees enjoy going through that gauntlet more than the enshrinement day itself. It's crazy.
You're talking about the gold jacket ceremony where they walk out, get their gold jacket.
Yeah, like this year, Dan Fouts called out all the Hall of Famers who were present there this past weekend. And the new Hall of Famers, they're getting their gold jackets. They get them before the enshrinement day on Saturday. They have to walk through that Hall of Fame gauntlet to get to the stage. And for me, it was like goosebump material. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, Adam.
Like I said, it's very emotional at times. It's very moving. It's the penultimate moment of a lot of these men's careers, and it's incredibly cool and moving to witness it all.
Yes.
Right. But you didn't answer what hotel you stayed in.
I can't remember. They were all the same. It was like a Homewood Suites or something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
You asked, where do you stay? And I said, wherever they put you.
It was a big suite. I mean, I didn't feel safe there, but.
but you were in and you were good.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm at that thing on Friday night and I feel great and football heaven and I'm in my element. You said I'd be in my element, but then I had to walk a block away to get an Uber and I have never felt so much fear in my life.
Yeah, you know, I think like I found some very cool places there over the years that I've gone there. And like I said, it's got some cool parts to it. Cool places. You just gotta, you know, find your own way there.
All right. I'm going to play some sound for you, Schefter, because it was funny. Saturday morning, I'm in Canton. I'm talking with Baselli in the lobby of his hotel. And I said, Tony, how do we get over to the enshrinement ceremony? And he said, get on this bus. And I said, I can't get on that bus. He said, Stugatz, get on the bus. Okay. And he walked me right up to the bus. And I was the only one on the bus without a gold jacket. Okay. Like I'm saying, like Jerry Rice is on the bus. And we have a police escort over to the stadium. And so when I get out, I don't know what to do, Schefter. I've never been there before. So I follow the gold jackets and no one's stopping me. No one is stopping me.
No. As long as you're acting like you belong, like you are the Hall of Famer that you are, no one's going to say anything.
Right. And so, you know, that like, listen, I am skilled at acting like I belong in places I don't belong. But once I got in this room, I couldn't believe I was in the room and no one stopped me and no one kicked me out of the room. And so I'm going to play some sound. I've released a ton of video and sound on the Levitard show and on our Twitter feed, but I just want to hear me be in a room, okay, that I'm not supposed to be in. And I'm using this as an entree into super Twitter followers, okay? So here's the sound, Schefter, of me being in a room I shouldn't be in.
I'm not joking right now. I'm in a room full of Hall of Famers. I'm not supposed to be in this room. I got this shuttle. I have no idea how I got here. I'm in a room full of Hall of Famers, and I'm not supposed to be here. I'm telling you right now, I'm not supposed to be here. Edgar James, Terrell Owens, Howie Long, Sanka's eating a hot dog. It's glorious. I'm in heaven. Is this heaven? It's Canton. Warren Sapp just said, oh my God. Warren Sapp. And listen, who needs a camera crew? Who needs everything? Just rogue Stugatz, I end up in a shuttle, okay, with a police caravan. And I just follow the pack, and all of a sudden I'm standing 5 feet away from Howie Long. I'm not supposed to be in this room.
Now, what happened? I'll let you comment in a second. What happens in that room is for Twitter super followers only, because what it is, I'm telling you, it's my Hall of Fame moment, because I am speaking to Michael Irvin, Ted Hendricks, Bob Kraft, like a who's who. But that room, I mean, Schefter, I'm not supposed to be in that room.
Why not? Like, you're there.
I didn't have a yellow jacket.
Big deal. Yeah. You know what? And the moral of that story is, the more you act like you belong, the more you deserve to be there. And so nobody's going to know. Everybody's happy to talk to you. You're a nice guy. If you pretend you act like you belong there, you belong there.
That's what I did. Right. That's what I did.
It's like, it reminds me of the time, again, I always come back to this story. I was just starting out covering the NFL in the early 1990s. The Broncos signed this offensive lineman. I called this agent. I'm like, is he worth that money? And the agent said to me, Jack Mills, he goes, Adam, if somebody is willing to pay you the money, you're worth it. Right. And it's just like if you're in that room, you belong there.
Thank
it's the
you.
Same concept, Stu
right.
Gatz.
Yes.
If you're there, you belong there.
I will tell you that people were staring at me. They were looking at me funny, like, who the hell is this guy? Why is he in this room? But it all went away the second Michael Irvin gave me a big bear hug. that was it.
Exactly. Exactly.
right.
You know how to handle yourself. By the way, you're around all these legends of Miami, South Florida. Ted Hendricks went to Miami. Michael Irvin went to Miami.
Correct.
Larry Zonka played for Miami.
Yes.
So these guys, I'm sure some of them at least know the legend of Stu Gatz.
Yes, some of them did, okay?
They were wondering what punter from the 40s was sitting over there and forgot his jacket.
Yeah. You know what you should have done? You should have gone into some, like, Target around there, gotten a gold jacket, just put it on, walked in there, and people would have had no qualms whatsoever that you were in the room.
Yeah, it turns out I didn't need to, though, and I wasn't going into any store around that place.
Exactly. There you go. Worked out.
Speaking of South Florida, did the NFL get it right in terms of penalties for the Dolphins, Adam?
Well, it was pretty punitive, and I don't know the actual evidence that they had or didn't have. And when you talk about tanking and tampering, those are serious charges. And it's interesting to me, like, didn't the Eagles tank that last game of the year, that one night, Sunday night?
Right, yeah.
I mean, they openly tanked that game.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't penalized.
Nope.
And so I think because this involved the biggest stars in the game and Tom Brady, Sean Payton, the NFL felt like it needed to act. It, in a way, you know, it said it couldn't corroborate the tanking charges. It didn't ignore them. It kind of acknowledged that they were there, but said it couldn't prove it, differing accounts, so to speak. So I don't know, you know, so it, whatever, it's a lot of penalties.
It really is.
A lot. Yeah. A 1 and a 3, that's some serious draft capital.
Yep. Can you envision a scenario where Brady ends up there anyways?
Not anymore. No, I think he's going to finish it. Well, you know, with
everything, I mean, he is a free agent after this year, right?
Yeah. I think this will be his last year if I had to guess.
Okay. But we thought that 10 years ago, so.
Correct. No, but he certainly sounds like this will be the last year. Now, look, he could, again, go light it up, win the MVP, and say, you know what? I'm not ready to give it up. Nobody would be surprised by that. But that Miami thing, which probably had some steam last year, I think has kind of lost some steam. And if and when he does wind up as a limited partner with the Miami Dolphins, I would think it would be way down the line if it happens at all.
All right. What are you hearing in terms of the suspension for Deshaun Watson? Like, how do you think that thing's going to end?
I think, everybody's waiting for the decision right now from Peter Harvey. I think it's very apparent, very clear that the NFL does not want to see Deshaun Watson play at all in 2022.
Right.
And when Roger Goodell assigns the case to Peter Harvey, let's be honest, he has a very good idea about what he's going to get. Peter Harvey is, I think, working with the league. And by the way, the league has that right in the collective bargaining agreement. So the league isn't doing anything illegal or untoward or something it shouldn't be. This is part of what's written to the CBA between the NFL and the NFLPA. And there have been people that have said, please point out that Peter Harvey and Goodell are connected. And at best, he believes what Goodell believes and Goodell will get what he wants. And I believe that to be the case, which in this particular situation would be that Deshaun Watson will not play football this year, that he'll be fined, and they will try to go back for some of the money that he got in his contract. Now, the NFLPA could take it to court. There could be a federal lawsuit. There could be all sorts of things, all sorts of outcomes that could occur. They maybe could settle. But I think everybody would have to agree that by far the most likely outcome right now is that Deshaun Watson doesn't play football in 2022.
The NFL has to get it right, and a year feels – I'm not even certain a year feels right. You don't need to comment on that, but the NFL, they need to get this right. And so I think –
that's part of the reason that the league is being as aggressive as it is right now to make –
I'm happy to see the league is being this aggressive because they shouldn't be this aggressive on this.
They know that they've been late to the party in the past on similar offenses.
Right.
And so they're trying to correct that right now and make sure that there are no more mistakes made in this particular area.
Do you think Goodell's doing that because Goodell thinks it's the right thing or because he's getting pressure from the other owners?
I think it's more Roger Goodell, his moral conscience guiding him.
I like to see that.
I'm quite certain that there are other people, other teams in the league who have no problem saying, take care of this when so many people were upset by the contract that the Browns gave to Deshaun Watson. So I don't think that's not a part of this, but I do believe that it's Roger and his moral conscience and the father of girls trying to do the right thing.
And that's okay. That's a good thing. Like, if he's doing it that way, that's fine. Like, I'm good with that. What are you hearing on Odell Beckham?
My understanding all along has been that he wouldn't be ready till about Thanksgiving. And so when you're talking about that, I think maybe he can wait and see who's winning, who's not, who's prepared to pay him, who's not. But from my standpoint, my guess would be that he's in no rush to make a decision just because it's going to be a little while before he's ready to play.
Buffalo would be a great fit, though. I mean, I know they're kind of flirting with each other on social media, but that would be a nice fit.
He could help there. I mean, but they're pretty loaded wide receiver, to be honest with you.
I know.
Loaded there.
But that guy, I mean, listen, Odell was headed. He's going to win Super Bowl MVP if he didn't get hurt. So,
well, he was on his way to winning that award, and when he went out of that game, that changed the tone of it. Changed the tone of it.
Roquan Smith, how do you see that? How do you imagine that's going to end up?
You know, there have been a lot of players who've been disgruntled. Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Debo Samuel in San Francisco. Teams aren't in the market usually of trading really good players. And Chicago's made a number of strong efforts to sign the guy. It hasn't been what he's wanted. Mm-hmm. So, again, is somebody going to be willing to give the Bears what they would want for Roquan Smith and give him the contract that he would want? We'll see. I think somehow, some way, the two sides will find a way to figure this out.
And Jimmy G?
Nothing imminent right now. We all know that later this summer, the contract becomes fully guaranteed. I think August 30th is the date, 24.2. That becomes really the artificial deadline, August 30th. So we are about just under 3 weeks away from when it gets really real. And I think that they'll wait and just see who has a need at that position, if anyone has a need at that position this summer, in the preseason games, and then act accordingly.
Adam, did the 49ers just botch it? Did they just keep holding out for a perfect deal and miss out on all the good ones? Like everybody's found their spot now.
Yeah. Well, again, if he hadn't had the shoulder surgery in March, they would have had a deal for him. He would have been traded then. So who knew that was going to happen when it did? I don't think they did. And so that derailed the attempts that they had to trade him. And if he had not had that surgery, he would have been traded. He would have been starting somewhere right now, whether that's Washington or Carolina or Indianapolis or who knows where. But he would have been traded by now if he didn't have that surgery in March. So that obviously was an impediment to both sides getting a deal done. Now he's back, he's healthy, he's throwing, and now they're just waiting to see if there's a team out there that does need a quarterback.
Mikey A, it's a perfect segue to a little game we like to call Lukewarm Hot Seat, and we've replaced Piping Hot Seat with Garoppolo. Okay, so those are your choices. I'm just going to name a coach. I'll do it quickly. I know you got to get out of here. I got some NBA questions for you quickly, too. But I'm just going to name a coach, and you tell me Lukewarm Hot Seat or Garoppolo headed into the season. And again, Garoppolo means the seat is piping hot. Okay. The guy could be fired in 4 weeks.
Just smoke.
There's nothing that I enjoy more than putting coaches on the hot seat in August.
What about the Garoppolo seat?
Like putting a coach on a hot seat.
Yeah, but how about the Garoppolo seat? I mean, it's a different seat. Mikey A is right. I mean,
That's very hot just because of his appearance. Is that the
Very hot because if he, God forbid, starts 0-4, he's fired. You know, like something
How does that pertain to Jimmy G?
Well, just because he's hot. I mean, that's all. I mean, there's hot, and then there's Jimmy G hot. Okay, there's Brady, which is the hot seat, and then the piping hot seat is Garoppolo. Okay,
so in other words, okay, so you're commenting on Jimmy G's appearance and how attracted you are to him, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Just ask Rossini or her mother. Rossini's mother loves Garoppolo.
Right. I also think you're reading way too much into this, okay? It's just lukewarm, hot seat, or Garoppolo. That's all.
Wait, so Diana's mom loves Jimmy G.
Yeah. Have you heard Diana on this podcast? She used to take calls.
Is Diana
ask her mother.
Diana with her mother, like, if Jimmy G wanted to take out Diana, would she be willing to leave her husband to go out with Jimmy G?
If it were up to her mom, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And what about Diana?
I think if it were up to her, yes.
Would she be willing to break up her marriage to go out with Jimmy G?
I think if she was hooked up on Truth Serum, her answer would be yes. Yes, 100%.
She's not the only...
I'd leave my wife for Jimmy G. I mean...
She's not the only person at ESPN I've heard talk about Jimmy G and his level of...
Hot seatness. Hot seatness. The Garoppolo seat. Matt Rhule, lukewarm, hot seat, Garoppolo.
But before I even say this, let me just say that in this league always, and it applies to whatever coach you're going to ask me about, if you don't win, there are going to be calls for your job, right? So,
of course.
So I'll play the game.
Thank you.
I want to preface it by saying, right, that in this league – everybody's going to get it if you don't.
But I'm giving you the logical names. Like, I'm not throwing out, you know, Robert Saleh, because it's only his second year, you know? So even if he could have the worst year in the world. Well, Saleh, go ahead.
Right. Saleh's safe.
Okay. He's safe no matter what. Okay. There is no seat for him. So Matt Rhule, we'll start there.
I'll say lukewarm. Like, right. People are wondering about him.
Right. Okay.
If he wins, he's going to be fine. If he doesn't, there are going to be questions.
Okay. Right. It can go from lukewarm to Garoppolo very quickly in the NFL.
Very quickly.
Right.
And by the way, we could have played this game August 10th any year, started on a guy, let's put him on the hot seat, and he starts 3-0, and everyone's ready to give him coach of the year. So it's a futile exercise, but I'll go through it with you.
Cliff Kingsbury, lukewarm. We could have replaced Garoppolo with Kingsbury, by the way, Mikey. Lukewarm, hot seat, or Garoppolo? Cliff Kingsbury.
He just got an extension during the offseason.
Right? I know. Yeah.
So see, he's safe. I mean, like, you gotta have a bad season to get on the hot seat if you're Arizona and you're Michael Bibble and you just agreed to pay all this money.
All right, that's fair. Frank Reich, lukewarm, hot seat, Garoppolo.
That's the first time I've heard his name mentioned in this conversation.
Wow. Okay. Brandon Staley, lukewarm, hot seat, Garoppolo.
First time. I mean, you
got to win with that quarterback. You got to get to the playoffs with that quarterback, Adam.
He's a young guy in L.A. They like him. They got a good team. He's going to be competitive. First time I've heard his name. Are you going to ask me about Mike Tomlin next?
No, I'm going to ask you. This is the Garoppolo of coaches, though, right here, okay? This is the guy. You're going to say Garoppolo.
Mike McCarthy. Okay.
Boom. Yes.
So I got it before you even answered it. And that's a function of two things.
Yeah.
He coaches the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And Sean Payton is
a lurking
coaching free agent. So as long as you are coaching the Cowboys and Sean Payton's on the street, I don't care if you had Tom Landry in there. I don't care if you had Vince Lombardi in there. There are going to be calls for your job if you don't win every single week.
He's so proud that he named McCarthy before I said McCarthy. He's so proud of himself. Two guys here from my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Lebatard.
Hey, Dave.
Stugatz.
What up?
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
NBA, I know you love talking NBA. Yeah. What do you make of what's going on with Durant, Kyrie Irving, the Brooklyn Nets? I know you're a Knicks fan. I'm going to ask you some over-unders in a second because you love talking NBA. In fact, I think you like talking about it more than the NFL, and I got you away from the Garoppolo game. So NBA, Nets, Durant, Kyrie, your thoughts.
Lines have been drawn. Difficult to walk it back. Difficult to get value for Kevin Durant. Eventually, it sounds like they're going to move him. Eventually, you're going to take the best package. But what's the rush until you feel like you're getting maximum value? As I've said before, I'll say it again. I would hold out and try to get Scotty Barnes from Toronto if I could.
Right.
I would be willing to trade Kevin Durant to Toronto in any kind of package that included Scotty Barnes. To me, that would be a tremendous move for the Nets. But there's so much that has been said and done. It's almost as if they have to move him. But they don't have to move him in August. They could move him in October or even November if they had to, right?
Right. I love that you throw out Scotty Barnes because no one, like Mike Ryan is constantly praising Scotty Barnes. And he agreed. I told him you said that. And Mike Ryan completely agrees with you that Scotty Barnes is a guy that can get Kevin Durant away from Brooklyn to Toronto because he's that good. You and Mike Ryan are the only two who like Scotty Barnes that much.
No, I love Scotty Barnes. He's Jimmy Garoppolo to me.
Lukewarm hot seat or Barnes next time, okay?
Yep.
Over-unders quickly on the NBA. Celtics, over 54 and a half wins.
Well, we don't even know what the team's going to be like. Are they going to make a Durant move? Like,
you
is
think
that
too
happen?
Much. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll say over because they're just a good team.
All right, Miami Heat, 48 and a half over.
Over.
Easy. Lakers, 45 and a half over.
Under.
Wow. 76ers, 49 and a half over.
They redid that whole team. Who's even – I got to think. Who did they get?
They got Harden. They got Embiid. They got P.J. Tucker in the offseason.
I'll say under because Embiid will probably miss a few games. Harden.
Yeah.
Under.
Harden. All right, good. Warriors, 51 and a half over, under.
Over.
Easy. Bucks 52 and a half over under.
Over.
Agreed. Spurs 22 and a half over under.
Under. Tanking.
I agree.
Tanking for the greatest prospect to come out in the draft since Tim Duncan.
Right. I mean, everyone tanks. It's ridiculous. Clippers.
Yeah, no, they're not going to lose a 1-3 for that. I promise.
No, they're not. You're right. Clippers 52 and a half over under.
Under.
Agreed. And then your beloved Knicks 39 and a half over under.
Under.
Really?
Under.
Wow, so Thibodeau's on the Garoppolo, huh? I mean,
lukewarm.
On the Barnes.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Tom Thibodeau's seat is warmer than Brandon Staley's. Yes.
Real quick on the way out, food questions. Fajitas, which is better, the smell or the taste?
Taste.
Really?
Smell of fajitas? I don't know. It's okay.
All right.
Although sound is better than both.
Lane Kiffin, you're right, Mikey.
Well,
Lane Kiffin said smell, but he hates that he smells like fajitas the rest of the evening. You know,
that's that's fair. I understand his point of view. Yeah, makes sense.
And then Greg Cody thinks I'd be interested in both your thoughts on this filet mignon. He thinks it's overrated. Do you agree?
I'm not a big steak guy, but
right.
If I were going to eat steak, that would be the steak I would eat. So no, I don't think it's overrated, but it's thought of as the filet mignon. Like that phrase has become the elite foods, right? It's like the Garoppolo of foods.
The Barnes.
And so to me, no, it's not overrated. I don't think so. But it's got this lofty standing.
It does. What do you think of when you saw Aaron Rodgers' tattoo for the first time? What do you think it was? Like, what do you think the meaning was?
What was your interpretation?
Yes.
That he could no longer be buried in a Jewish cemetery. He disqualified himself from any of the Jewish cemeteries.
I think we leave it right there. With Adam Schefter. Check out the Adam Schefter podcast. He's the number one NFL information man. He's the best in the business. And if anyone thinks otherwise, go yourself, okay? That was me saying it, not Adam Schefter, all right? I miss you, dude. Thank you. You're a good friend, and thanks for the heads up on Canton.
Welcome back.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.